88 Pierre. Good morning. Is it? It's too early to tell. On your way? I am. Debating whether I should stop and get gas or not. I'm half full. Or am I half empty? Depends. Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Good point. So, what's up? Yeah, I think I'm running early enough. Maybe I will zip through the get some petrol. So, should be there about 8:15.
Get gas closer to the place. You'll save a ton of money.
Yeah, your audio got really low for a second there. It wasn't me, I don't think. Oh, okay, that's why. Thought it was you, but it was somebody else with low audio. Try again. Wasn't me. I'm sitting on a park bench. Are you eyeing little girls with bad intent?
No, but somebody...
Donald, you were in and out on that one.
No, John asked me if I was eyeing little girls. I said, no, I eyed a dark gray of sleepers pulling in from a distance, and I thought it was Sean. And it's not. It's sitting here now. It's supposed to be the death of exhaustion.
Well, it's that time of the year, especially if you live anywhere near Woodward. All right, let me get my shoes on and get out the door. Be out, back out here in a bit. W-A-F-U.
Exhausted. Having a great time. W-E-R-C-Y. And good morning to Phil.
Yeah, good morning. So... Oh, man. I had so much trouble waking up today. I might have to do coffee this morning. Oh, my God.
I'll call over there and make sure Don has a whole pot waiting for you.
All right, could have Sean bring me one of his super-duper extra caffeine drinks. Actually, I had an MRI last night with these dye, and they said drink a lot of liquids, stay away from caffeine.
Well, they make Monsters with zero caffeine, and it is a liquid, and they come in good-sized cans, so you will drink a lot of liquid. It sounds like a plan.
How can Monsters not have caffeine? Isn't that their whole thing?
No, they do make a zero sugar, zero caffeine drink. I think it's called Zero. I used to drink them years ago. Yeah. It's plain old boring water.
Okay, I just thought that was their whole point of their drink was supercharged caffeine. Or am I thinking of, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Red Bull.
Peter. I was sick back in May in the hospital. I had to drink Gatorade for like about a week just to get all that stuff, all those numbers and levels back up. And the significant...
Hey, you're dropping in and out. So, I'll see you there. I will stop and fill up the tank and then get over there. Ooh. An old Lincoln Continental. You're starting to see the old stuff come out now. And wow, in great shape. I think it's just like a 70-something. It's like, 20 feet long.
Got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
Definitely. Most likely, that would be my dream car to have.
Okay, you keep cutting in and out again. Missed what it was. Are you going through your note or... direct. I think you're trying to go through your note. Try going just direct.
Okay, I'm going direct. Is this better?
Mucho. Mucho gusta.
Okay, fine. I'm just not going to use the node when I'm like right on the building. I mean, I'm outside, out front. And, you know, the node's on the other side of the world, so we just won't do that no more. Lesson learned.
All right, so what was your favorite car?
60s Lincoln Continental, four-door with the suicide doors.
Oh, yeah, like in the TV show Entourage.
What was that, like a 66, I think, where they had the suicide doors? When I was a kid, the girl that I liked is like the first crush I had. It was sixth grade, and I used to go hang out at her house. And her dad had one of them, and if you even leaned on it, he would just, yell. And everybody knew, just don't get anywhere near that car.
Part of the fascination with that car was also, it was the base model of the presidential limousine that Kennedy was killed in back in 63.
Yeah, I think the vehicle's at the Henry Ford Museum.
Sorry, we're neglecting you. We're at Starbucks.
All right, I'll see you there. Save me a spot. Just gotta stop and feed the car, and then I'll be right there. AVP here.
We had the volume down because we were in Starbucks in line ordering. All I heard was you'll be there shortly, so. I guess you gassed up and you're on your way. So we'll see you when you get there. We got a car ahead of us.
No, I'm not at the gas station yet. About a mile away. So, shouldn't take long, though. You need to.
Okay, whoever gets there first. Okay.
WDAKLO.
Right around there, you know, just keep probing it with your temp probe until it gets like butter. But this time, I'm letting her go, and it's got, you know, a hell of a bark on it. I'm just hoping it's not going to be dry.
Hey, that's been, well, we support both ways. It kind of depends on how much of a hurry I am. It'll get through that slump if you don't wrap it. It just it helps it if you do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that wrapping, it definitely gets it through that stall point, pushes it right through. But, yeah, this is a new one. I have never not wrapped it, so hopefully it's not going to be too dry.
Anybody have a first smoker, one of those pellet smokers, or something else?
Yep, it's just, what do they call it, Pit Boss. Walmart carries them. It actually is not, I mean, they stand behind their warranty. They do have a 5-year warranty, and I've actually went through 3 controllers since I've had it. So, other than that, I mean, I set it and forget it. You know, I put it in last night about 5 o'clock, and it's been going at 225 ever since.
Yeah, I got a Weber Smoky Mountain goal with big water tray in it, so that water helps really regulate the temperature. That thing's pretty much once you get it set to temperature, that thing does not feel it, it'll stay pretty good. And haven't experimented with it being over an exception. You're afraid it's going to go haywire or run out of fuel or something. About quantity and quality. You're not stuffing yourself all the time and sitting on your butt, you know? My outdoor cooking stops about Thanksgiving. I'll smoke a bird and then, usually about it for the year.
This time of year is, you know, we slow down a little bit, but come football season, man, it's every Saturday, Sunday, we're smoking something. We like the football season and grilling for sure.
And doing the home tailgate party.
Oh, yeah, we have the family over for at least two of the Lions games throughout the season. We'll have everybody over, cook a brisket, some ribs and stuff. They love it. I'm known for it.
it's can't go wrong with a good rib.
I used to do the 3-2-1 method, but I found it's a little bit too much time on them. They get to, I'm not a big fan of the fall off the bone ribs. I like where you can bite in and it still stays on the bone.
I prefer fall off the bone, but I've tried the 3-2-1 and kind of went from far off the bone to too dry, you know.
Yeah, I do the I do 2-1-30, and it seems to work out pretty good. I'll put them on for 2 hours, unwrapped, and then I'll wrap them for an hour or so, unwrap them, and then put them on back on and glaze them up, put a little barbecue on them for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's very good. I gotta get some ribs now.
Yeah, I know. I hear guys talking about food out here all the time. It makes me hungry, but I'm sure there's people out there going, man, I'm gonna throw something on a smoker or a grill today. It's going to be a hot one, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was when I did my pork shoulder the 4th of July. It was one of those steamer days. And the charcoal and the smoker is just redundant at this point.
Yeah, that's why I like putting it on overnight, the pellet smoker. I finally got enough trust in it to set it and forget it, and I get my my hose out, get it set, make sure it's within reach if something goes bad, because I'm on a wood deck, but knock on wood, nothing's happened yet.
They have little controllers for the Smoky Mountain where you basically take out one of your vents and it'll put a fan in there, and if it needs any close the other vents, and then it'll blow air on it if it's too cold, or shut the fan off if it gets too warm. And I've thought about making one of those, but never one of those good idea projects never came to fruition.
Yeah, I saw those units. Those are really cool. Very efficient if you get them tuned in and working correctly, for sure. I like those big green eggs, too. Those are very efficient, you know, to hold the heat and all that. If you can get them dialed in right.
Yeah, I haven't played with a green egg. They're pretty popular, but kind of seem like they're a little bit more costly than they were worth.
Yeah, that's my thought on it, too. Honestly, out of all the stuff I've got for cooking, the one I think tastes the best is the old Weber kettle grill. Just the old kettle grill with charcoal. You can't beat ribs or chicken or even a brisket. You know, if you can do the snake method with the charcoal, just let it on there. That's the best tasting food comes off, I think, in all of them. You can't beat a Blackstone flat top grill, though, when you want to cook some stir fry, whatever, Chinese, or even a steak sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I got for my main grill, is the Weber Performer Deluxe. It's got the propane ignition on it, but that's broken right now, so I'm still going to do the old chimney starter, but... But yeah, that's what I use for my main grill. I've always done propane when I was a kid, and then we moved to an apartment that they didn't allow you to have propane, but you could do charcoal grill. And ever since then, we were like, we're not going back to propane. the only time it really gets annoying is when you're doing hot dogs. It takes longer to heat up the coals than to cook the dogs.
WDHKLO for ID. Yeah, that's the thing. We use the propane for quick and fast, you know. If you want to do a quick burger or a hot dog, fire up the propane. But if you want to spend a little time and get the best flavor, we pull out the charcoal. So, all right, Lance, I'm going to get out of here and clear the frequency in case somebody wants to use it. I guess maybe we've got some people out here getting hungry. I don't know.
Yeah, that's when I was looking at the grill. They have those ones that are like a propane on one side and charcoal on the other, and just didn't wanna allow myself that option. You got to do charcoal, and you don't get that option to play with propane.
Yeah, I bought an insert for my propane grill that you could put charcoal in it, but man, what a lot of work. That's just too much work.
Yeah, probably a little harder to control than charcoal, too. But, yep.
All right, Lance, we'll chat at you later. Good luck on that dentist visit there. We're always listening here, so WDHKLL, I'll be clear.
Yep, should be too bad. So I don't think you need to be one.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
What did you say you paid at Pasco for gas, $2.91 or something?
Roger. Let's see, what's it here at BJ's and GPS by here? I can read it. $2.86 and then I saw.
All right, because that BP right there on the corner of 12 and the Quinner was $2.94, so it's only a couple of pennies more. I realize you get the 15%, you know, thing and all that, but that aside, I just was wondering, because I don't have my BJ's membership anymore or any other, and I got to fill up here, so I'll probably just go $2.94 from the BP right there.
Yeah, sometimes a few cents isn't worth, but yeah, like I said, I do get the extra 5%, so, I always try to figure it out in my head, it's, you know, 10% divided in half. You know, but even the Costco's vary, the one near my house last time I filled up there, which was early, a few days ago, was $2.99. So that would make the BP even more enticing.
Well, let me see what my Myers, let's see if I got enough points for the dollar off at Myers, because nothing beats that.
Yeah. Now, is that, the BP, is that the cash price or the charge price?
Charge price. It was 10 cents less. It was 280 something. 284, I think, for cash.
Yeah, that's a good deal. You know, always has good prices is the Clark station, if you can find any. There's one not far from my house that usually is within a few cents of Costco.
Huh. My Myers app won't let me log in for some reason. Every time I hit sign in, it spins for a second and then drops. Let me see what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, you know, I got those Myers perks things, but I didn't know you could apply it to gas. So the dollar off, what is that, per fill-up, or is that a dollar off of a gallon?
Dollar off a gallon. And a dollar off a gallon. You got to get 10,000 points, but it's not that hard to get 10,000 points. 5,000 points will get you 50 cents a gallon off. And I think you earn, for every dollar, you get 10 points or something like that. But like I said, I frequently get up to 10,000 points and I get a buck off. So if it coincides with when I'm almost on empty, works out really well.
Now, when you use it, does it use up your points, or is it just that's just a bonus for reaching that level of points?
Oh no, you use them, and then you're down to whatever, you know. But you use them or lose them anyhow, you know. And I got some expiring at the end of this month, so you know, you got to remember to use them.
Yeah, well, I have the Kroger card too, and I know when I do use the Kroger thing, it says if you want to apply, you take the 10 cents a gallon off or whatever it is. So I just pretty much stick to Costco.
All right, let me see. Save 10 cents a gallon for every 100 points you redeem. So best I can do from Kroger's is 10 cents a gallon, and they're too high. They're at 3.19. So I got to get into my Myers to find out how much I get there.
Yeah. I don't even think I have the Myers app. I'll check to see about that. But truthfully, my travels, I don't really pass by a Myers on a regular basis to get gas.
This is ticking me off. Give me a minute. I got to try to. This Myer app is driving me up the wall. I got to decide whether to go to this BP or to run down to Myers. I'll be back. WFU.
I mean, you're probably talking a couple cents a gallon.
It's worth it.
Get your gas figured out later. All right. Maybe up here.
The Myers app broke my phone. Good grief.
Did you just throw it because you couldn't get logged in?
You click sign in, it spins, and then it takes you right back to the same page where it says sign in. So then I tried to go to the website version. Now the whole phone's acting funky. So, time for a reboot. Give it an enema.
Hey, have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Catbert.
Reboot your phone.
Okay, all the Catberts are out here. You didn't say it right. You said,
reboot your phone.
Yeah, the good old days when you used to get somebody on the other line when you called tech support.
Nope, same thing. Never-ending sign-in loop. Son of a bitch.
Guess you're not getting gas from there.
BP it is. You know, the pitch is that I could potentially have $1 a gallon off that's going to expire before I'll need gas again. And I'm bone dry right now, so it'd be a perfect time to get that $1 a gallon. God darn it. Who's this douche canoe? That's got to be a ham. Nobody would have a call. Oh, he's got a call plate. I could catch up and see.
Well, it's not me.
A little silver car with some sort of a multi-bander top dead center. It almost looked like a German helmet. A little small little car with that big spike in the top. Looks like he's going to Target. I should follow him and figure out what the call sign is, but I don't care. Good morning, Arpad.
Hit the target with
a
spike in his helmet.
Then there's the guy that's got, you know the little shark fin antennas that they put on the cars now? And the guy's got little teeny tiny looking things that look just like it all along his top of his back window on both sides. Like, what's that for? Those serve some imaginary purpose?
Guys that's always sniffing every Wi-Fi channel?
Well, he's sniffing something. As
Cassie knows,
we point out, sniffing glue.
Got a full mesh testing nose.
All right, I got to get gas. 304, Phil.
What?
So this BP, they got a tricky sign. They got 279, 294, and 304. And I thought the 279 and the 294 were the cash and credit, and the 304 was like diesel, which is, that's the way the sign usually is, but it's 279 BP me Visa regular, and then they got regular cash, 294, regular credit, 304. So I'm going to pay 10 cents a gallon. I'm going to pay a dollar more to fill up here.
Your car only takes 10 gallons?
I had $1.50. W8FU.
Ahead of the
mire. Yeah, you gotta read the fine print. Yeah. I hate those stations that charge 10 cents a gallon for credit card. That abuse. It doesn't cost them that much.
Yeah, unfortunately, you gotta pay cash if you gotta pay prepaid if you wanna do cash, so it's... they get you there too. It's a big mess.
So what do they do if you pay cash?
Everything's prepay now, so you gotta, know exactly how much you're gonna use, or you gotta go to the register twice.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, then they're not going to let you start bumping on the promise you're going to pay cash. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that. So that's one of the main reasons I don't use cash. Well, it's also, I mean, when I use my credit card, I get the 2%, or if it's Costco, 5%. And I don't go to places that charge extra for credit card. I just don't do it.
Yeah, I try to avoid them, but sometimes that's what you gotta do. But, the gas station by us, their price just fluctuates like crazy. It seems like they're, you know, middle of the week, they get you, you know, real cheap gas, but then weekend it comes and they're trying to get the weekend crowd, and just, they crank it up 40 cents on you. It's hard to predict sometimes.
Yeah, and if the price of a barrel of oil goes up one day, immediately they raise the prices, even though they're still working off their old stock. And then, of course, when the price drops, we can't change the price of that price until we use up the stuff we paid that price at. So it goes up like a rocket, drops like a feather.
Yeah, I don't know if they're tracking anything to do with prices of oil, man. It's just, it'll be, you know, less than, I think it was like $2.94 earlier in the week, and come home and they jacked it up to like, you know, $3.30 or $3.20 or something a gallon. It's just like, you know, they just, seems like they have their days where they get people to come in, and then they make up for it on other days.
Yeah, it's all market-driven. And proof of that is I remember during the pandemic, one time I paid under $1 a gallon.
Driving because they couldn't get rid of the gas. That was a good time. But, definitely not like that anymore.
Yeah, well, I'll take paying the higher price of gas, but I have to live under that kind of a situation again.
Yeah, we're still kind of, I think they've changed still from that. Still nobody wants to go, and you know, we don't go into work every day anymore, and, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to work from home, but it definitely saves on gas not having to go in every day.
Well, you still got a company that does that, huh? most companies have gone back to wanting everybody back in the offices, and I know that some companies actually fired people who didn't want to come back. So, you know, there's certain advantages to having people under the same roof, but certain jobs can definitely be remoted. Obviously, you have one of those. All right, I'm just pulling into my street. Catch you later. ABPR, have a great day, Lance.
Yeah, we
were
all air quart 3 days a week, so we still get a couple days at home, but... they do want us back in the office more, but they're not requiring the full week, so that's nice. But I have arrived also, so 7-3, ABY.
WDAKLL.
WDAKLL. KFADIC. WDAKLL. KFADIC.
Hello, Jack. WDAKLL.
Well, good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Dinner will be served at 4 o'clock. Just pulled the brisket off.
But so you have to let it settle down, then time to eat, correct?
Yep. It's been on 18 hours at 225. I pulled it off, wrapped it up in a towel, a tin foil first, and then wrap a towel around it and put it in a cooler. And it'll sit in a cooler for about 4 hours.
That sounds delicious.
Well, we're taking reservations.
What do you want me to do? You want me to come by now?
Are you wanting to reserve a table?
I got my staff on that table.
You're right, Jack, you do. It's all set up outside on the deck there with the canopy and everything. 4 o'clock. Come on by.
Well, you guys go ahead and enjoy it. I'm a little bit busy today. Anyhow, by the way, I was on ISS 1135. And I put on my cosign, like you said, put down Echo November A2, and I took my hand off the mic, you know, then I heard 82.
Okay, well, did you hear your call sign?
Well, I didn't hear all my call sign, but I heard 82.
Yeah, you'll hear Echo November 82. Anybody that's down in Detroit area or in your grid square, I should say, will have the same at the end of their call sign.
But that, when I was calling 3-4 times, that's what they answer, 82. That's all I caught up with.
Well, you've got them. You've connected with them more than once, so you're doing better than I have. I just can't seem to get them.
You know what? At 136, 56, they come at 71%.
F8BLX, comment.
I believe it was BLX. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, that two-letter and two-number ending your hearing, say the Echo November 82 or Foxtrot Mike 80s, whatever, that's a location indicator that indicates your location on the ham map, they say, is what it is.
That's a good idea to know about that one. That is good info you gave us. Roger?
Yeah, when I call out the Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Lima X-ray Echo November 89. That is our location. That's my location. Most of the Detroit metro area or central Michigan is in the 89 area. If you're really, really deep South Detroit, I think it changes, or if you're above, say the, I don't want to give an exact mark, but say the center of the state there, it changes also.
So I'm on north of Detroit. What will be that?
Basically, anything north of Detroit, so like I said, right around the center of the state is going to be an Echo November 89.
Jack, you're Echo November 82.
I've got to say, Jack, I already sent you that information. You're Echo November 82.
I Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's what I called, but that's what I heard. That's why I caught up with 82.
I must be further north then. Sorry about that, Jack.
Jack, you can hear Echo November 82. That's somebody down in your area there. It's just another ham with the same grid square.
Well, I see what it is. Okay, well, I'm going to wait until 136 because they're coming back at 36 at 71. So I'm going to wait till then, and I'm going to get another call out there.
All right, buddy. Well, your plate is set for you if you want to come up here and try some of this brisket.
Let me find out what I got to do and all that, see if I can make it there. Well, good talking to you, Jake. We'll talk again anyhow. At KFA, DRC, and thank you guys for that info.
Hey, Jack, come to Stony Creek. They're having a lark.
What time?
WDAKLL.
Testing. Test 1, 2, 3. This is with PL. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, here's me on Mayville. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Any damage testing?
I can hear you.
Yippee!
I'm going to toggle the pre-emphasis, 1 second.
Yeah, the pre-emphasis is turned on the repeater.
Okay, how did that, does my tone change? Let me see how you sound for the FSM.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, I'm watching. Oh yeah, it's slipping a little there. Okay, I see that slipping. So let me turn it down to 400. Can you go ahead and give me a count? Let me see if it's going to clip now.
All right. Any DMH test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And it works good for me, no clipping. How do I, am I clipping, do you come back or what?
Sounds fine here.
Alright, are you able to do input to output on the local repeater?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Alright, let me know so I can get that going on the road. If you're good, and I'll save this file.
So I walked outside. Drake's going to listen input to output just to make sure the input to output sounds fine. If I talk to him long enough, he should be able to hear it. Then if I go, five, WHCMN.
Yeah, you got to have to turn it down a little bit. It's flipping a little.
Okay, I just turned it. Did it go down? I just turned it down.
WHCMN testing, Lovering UHF repeater, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's got to come down just a touch.
Did it actually come down? Am I adjusting the right one?
Yeah, it did. It's better, but it's just a little bit more.
Okay, there's 350, I'm writing it. Alright, now see what your magical voice.
Five. I'm done touching it now, we're good.
Okay, I'm writing the file, saving it, and I'm going to close all this up and get going because I'm an hour from home.
Which one is this?
Questions?
Did you say Cushing?
I asked what your question was. I didn't hear the question.
Oh, I'm just wondering, where's this one? Is that Cam on here?
UHF in Levering, 7 miles south of Mackinac City.
Nice.
Sound okay down there to you, Sean?
Yeah, sounds great here. Sounds like you're just trying to get the transmitter to sound equal, but sounds good here.
Alright. We got UHF analog on and DMR UHF lit up here. Only took 4 Saturdays.
Bring me some fudge.
I don't think we'd be affecting that. Okay, WCMN.
78 FSM, 75 South. Mobile, Levering.
KBS clear. Might have the right receipt PL in here.
Is that Cam?
Oh, he's must not have the right receipt PO in here.
Okay.
Jake, is that your charger here?
What charger? Which one? Oh, shoot, that one, yeah. I've got mine. Just leave it with Adam and I'll get it back from him at some point.
All right, I gotta get to work here. Keep it up, still here.
W8CPT. W8CPT. Somebody just give me a quick test.
What's up, Don? W8FU.
Sean, yeah, I'm just getting this TS2000. I had two duplexers going to my satellite antenna, and I was figuring that was messing up my old satellite reception. So now I got two coax cables going right from the radio out to the antenna. So I wanted to check the 70-centimeter side, and it looks like I got it working. How you been?
I've been pretty good, yeah, which I'm guessing you're going into Richmond, and sounds pretty good. Yeah, been pretty good. You've been busy, seems like.
Roger that. Yeah, Kelly moved in now, but it was like a 2-3 week process, and things kept happening. Her dad went in the hospital and all kinds of crap, so I think we're done with the move. Now we just got the organization part.
Roger that. Well, good deal. So I guess you're out in Columbus now full-time?
Roger that, yeah. Yeah, I haven't had time to get on radio or anything. I just did a ISS pass, and I could hear people and wasn't getting out, so that's why I figured I was going to flop the, or make it so they're direct, you know, the coaxes, and, no duplexers, but yeah, I'll be on the radio more. She's actually studying for her license too, so once that gets done, we'll be on the radio a lot more, I'm sure.
Good deal. There you go. All right. Well, no, I get it, and nobody's badder than I. We figure we'll let the birds alone.
Roger that. Yeah, I tried to jump on a couple times and nobody was there, but it probably was when you guys were sleeping for the most part. But anyway, yeah, I'll definitely be on more. I'm going to jump over to the 2-meter side here and see if I can confirm that that's working in the repeater out here. And then we got to get ready to come back down that way and do some things down there.
All right. Do you need me to spot check you on two somewhere, or you all set with that?
Well, there is one in Mount Clemens, right? I have to see if I have it on this radio. What's the frequency of that one?
147.200. There's a receiver in Richmond, same place as the receiver for the UHF, so...
All right, 147.200, you said? I don't know if I have it in here, but I'm going to scroll through and see what I got. Maybe add it real quick, so if you're not busy, just stand by on that for maybe 5 minutes, and if I have to put it in the radio, it won't take that long.
Yeah, 147.200, PLS 100. I'll listen for you there, W8FU.
All right,
appreciate it, and I should be talking to you shortly. W8CPD.
You still listening here, Don?
W8CPD.
Yeah, Don, you're loud and clear, and I answer you every single time, and even a few more times, and you're just not hearing me.
All right, so on this PS2000, I bet it's a tone squelch issue. Let me find it. Okay, so Mount Clemens. I've got it set for tone and then TTCS 100. Should that say tone squelch and then put it on the receive?
I mean, the easiest way to guarantee you'll hear is just do tone instead of tone squelch. That way you won't have anything on receive, and you should hear it just fine. Now, you're doing 147.200. You're obviously doing 147.8, you know, the offset, because you're definitely into the receiver. You're definitely offset. I don't know. I would turn tone off on the receiver, but yeah, if you put tone squelch, then it requires 100 PL to open. But I'd be inclined to turn that off right now because you're having trouble hearing.
All right, for Richmond, I got to set the tone, and then I got the TTCS set. And so I'm going to do it that way and see if that makes a difference. I'll jump back there in a minute. Let me do the changes to the radio. WCPT.
You're clobbering the receiver. So you're in south. You're actually in to Mount Clemens better than you are into Richmond, I think. I'd have to hear it again. But you couldn't be into that receiver in Richmond any better, but apparently you are not hearing it, so that's concerning.
Yeah, what it seems to be is after I called out, you would break the squelch like I'm barely hearing you. I heard no voice at all, but the squelch was breaking. So it sounds like to me I'm hearing the Mount Clemens one, but I'm not close enough, and I'm not hearing nothing from the Richmond.
Well, now, wait a minute. When you say you're not hearing anything from the Richmond, we're clearly talking right now. What do you mean?
Okay, so maybe, okay, let's explain the 2-meter end. You said that there's a receiver there for the signal, but not a transmit, or I guess maybe explain that, because I thought there was a 2-meter. I thought you said there was some 2-meter in Richmond.
Correct. There is a receiver for the Mount Clemens repeater in Richmond. So you only have to make it to Richmond on VHF, but you still got to hear the transmitter in Mount Clemens. So you're clearly not able to hear the transmitter in Mount Clemens. There is no transmitter in Richmond, of course.
All right, yeah, that's what's going on then. I at first I thought there was a transmitter in Richmond, and that's why I didn't know why I wasn't hearing it. But yeah, Mount Clemens, I have a hard time hitting, especially with the satellite antenna, because I got to turn it right in Mount Clemens and point it up in the air a little bit. And I don't think I have it the right way. So, all right, it's working then, because you were breaking the squelch when you were talking. I just couldn't receive it from Mount Clemens. So that's got to be it.
All right, can you work the Riley Center machine? Is that 7.3?
Riley Center. I've got KDD. I'm trying to find it on my list here without. So that's 147.300. I can work that one. I can also work 147.3200 KSCC.
okay, I might be able to hit the 300. It's going to be very dubious. But WOJ is down on 200. I could get him to work you there.
Well, let's just go to the KEPD, the 300, and give it a shot. If I can't hear you, maybe somebody else will be on there. And if not, I'm going to take a break because I'm going to get the shower. So I'll go over to 147-300 and give it a shot calling you, and maybe somebody else will answer. So I'll see you over there, WCPT.
Okay, you'll have to give me a minute to get it tuned in. I don't normally keep that one in this radio. But, all right, we'll give it a try, or somebody else can pick you up. W8FU.
W8FU, WCDT, back over here. All right, you must not have shot back over here, Sean. Appreciate the help. And if you happen to be listening now, I'll be back. I don't know. Again, but I'm going to go get ready for what we got to do. So thanks again for the help if you're listening. W8TPT clear.
Oh, yeah. No, I was listening to everything. It sounded good. Tim helped you out there, so he'd been following. And so it sounds like you're all good. I couldn't work that one too far for me.
All right, yeah, Tim, NHWRO came back to me, and I actually had the antenna pointed to Richmond, and KZD is north of me, and I still was hitting it loud and clear. It's pretty interesting.
There you go. Go get a shower. You stink. Tell Kelly we said hi. W8FU.
And she said hello, Sean. All right, I'll talk to you later. W8CPT.
DRC from NHWJZ 600. NHWJZ clear.
What was it I'm wondering?
I'm on held over the hill north of Atlanta.
Oh, gotcha.
Not too bad for a handheld.
Hey, tell me, does this send the time, does it speak the weather here in a second? Watch this. Or let me see if this works. I can't tell. Does that output the time and all that, or time and temp?
Good afternoon. 1792 degrees. Yeah, I did it all.
Okie dokie. I just can't hear it, so. Jeff's working on the cameras there, so he could obviously use a hand. He stuck his finger in the door.
Yeah, I had to run down to Koski and deal with a leak in a Bayview, so I'm northbound, just coming up on Brutus Road right now.
Okay.
I said that this thing's cranking. I was able to get it basically in a lamp and on a handheld inside the car.
Yeah, I think it. Hopefully it'll work well. Oh, we slammed the door. Analog UHF test 1, 2, 3.
Apparently I can get in, but I can't hear it. Keep it SWR, we're on PL apparently.
VSI W8VAP.
KE8 VSI.
Roger, Roger. Working my way that way. Unfortunately, there's no real easy way to get to 22 in Van Dyke because Mound Road doesn't go to 22, so I have to backtrack to. I have to go from 21 back to Hall Road and then go across to Van Dyke, then go back up. So it's you can't turn on Van Dyke, so I gotta go through those little streets over there by locker room and stuff. So it's no easy way to get there.
Nope, I get it. There's 22 would just go through, that would make life easy, but, oh well, that's the end of the world.
My only other alternative is go all the way to Ryan, take Ryan to 22, but then I'm still going out of my way, so it doesn't matter. And I go out of my way every, whatever, it's a good meeting spot.
Yep, approaching it now, I think. Yeah.
Then there's the whole hating Van Dyke. Sorry, hating M59, because I can't turn at Van Dyke. I gotta go a quarter of a mile down to turn around. So yeah, I should have took Ryan to 22. Oh well.
And why do you want to take the 22 EDOD?
Whoever that was, they're very, very quiet.
That was John. I didn't hear what you said, John, but he's beating me here. I'm getting a POC radio.
Yeah, I'm trying to use the little handheld Bluetooth thing that you gave me, Craig.
Yeah, you're just a little on the quiet side. I just turned the volume up. You're fine now.
This is prodding Eric, because he said he was going to take Ryan to 22. So I said, who's Ryan and why are you trying to take him to 22?
Well, because Auburn and Ryan is where me and Jack meet. That's our parking lot. And the cops sit there and watch us every night. They're probably wondering, what the hell are these guys doing?
Yeah, if we get spotted here, that's still Shelby right there. You're going to have a name for yourself for meeting people and exchanging things.
Well, I just had a funny thought. You know, what if the cops thought that we were, like, fencing stolen radios? I would have the biggest laugh. I go, do you realize that these things cost $20 or less on Amazon? It'd be the stupidest thing to me. How much can I get for a stolen $20 Chinese radio? I mean, That would embarrass the cop pretty good.
You ever look at Marketplace? People are trying to sell, like UV5Rs for $50 somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say, the you guys with those big collections, even me, I've got a handful of radios that I don't need, but I can't really sell them. I mean, what would I sell them for, $1? I mean, $5? And at that point, I'd rather just give it to somebody that needs it.
Well, that's what I did. I gave a few to my brother, and he gave them away to somebody. And I yelled at him, made him feel bad. I gave him like 2 5RMs and he gave them away. I'm like, what? I had to buy him 2 more for like $18 a pair. Now they're like $35 for 2. They're on sale, but still, you know, I'm giving my radios away.
I see a cheap compass. Nope, it's not you.
Talking about. I'm pulling in right now.
It is you. All right, cool. KG8BSI.
KG8OD clear.
Talk to you a little bit later, John. W8EAP. Are you getting gas? I don't see you anywhere.
I'm like, I don't know where you went either. I'm underneath the, I'm in front of the store, more toward the east.
No, come around to the west side. There's like tons of empty spots, and there's no one uses these parking spots.
All right, KG8BSI.
Now someone pulled in next to me, but, you know, whatever. This is the secret spot.
N8IAJ.
N8WJ set testing.